everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next hour. I'll be doing nonstop call-in psychic readings. If you'd like to call in for your reading, the number is, in the U.S. only, toll-free, 1-877-876-5227, and you can dial direct anywhere else, 1-530-876-3222. I'm here twice a week, every Sunday and Wednesday midnight Eastern Standard Time. Just stop in and give us a call and get a free psychic reading. I believe we got a call, so I'll go right to the call. That's what we're here for, the reading. So, caller, is there a caller on the line? Or?
Yes.
Hi, caller.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thanks. First time I've actually got through.
Wow. I like hearing that. That means you've been back and trying to follow the show and get through.
Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
Florida.
Florida. Okay. You heard me read before? Yeah.
I've heard you read.
Okay. I'll just jump into a general reading. I know a lot of call-in psychics, they do the question thing, but I prefer just to do like a general reading. And
okay, yeah.
Most of the time, what's on your mind or what you need to hear, I believe, comes through anyway. So.
Yeah, that's how I look at it, too. If I'm supposed to hear it, it's going to come through anyway.
You know, so I might experiment someday with the question thing, just answering questions. I'm actually good at it, but I prefer the general reading. Right off the bat with you, I'm hearing recovery and an improvement in health. Has there been any illnesses or anybody that's been dealing with some physical issues? There should be an improvement. Or
just a lot of people being down, you know, like with situations going on. They've been, like, down.
I'm getting that. A lot of it might have been emotional or mental.
Yeah, definitely.
And stress, and it's taking its toll, and it's very strong. And I feel like that's going to get better, and everybody that's involved should start feeling better, too.
Okay.
I feel like it's been an issue with you or the people that are close to you, and I just want to get that out to you.
Okay, yeah, that's good to hear.
It's always good to hear. And then I'm also getting maybe there was some obstacles or some issues that caused it or created it, and they're seen as obstacles or things in the way, and solutions and ways around them will be found. So if there's any types of actual issues that might have led to some of it being solved and worked out between now and the middle of August. And right now, patience and everybody doing their best to kind of stay calm is really your biggest ally and the best way of handling everything that's going on with you and around you now. Put a little effort into staying as calm as you can be.
Okay.
And I'm getting some type of an idea or a plan being pushed forward or put into motion. Some ideas or plans taking off or doing something with it or starting something or an idea or the birth of an idea coming into play with you here and being an issue. Something maybe you've been wanting to do and finally by the middle of August actually getting to do. Or keep in mind I could pick up on a significant other or whoever's close to you too.
Okay.
So this could go out to somebody that's a loved one that needs to hear it too. So, and I'm also hearing with these plans and these with this a project or an idea or an event of some kind, it being successful and it paying off and it working, and then it would pay to go ahead and do it and then to push it forward.
All right.
I believe it would work and go well for you. Anything between now and the middle of August. Anything new. Any type of an idea or plan.
Now,
stay away from some jealousies. I feel like maybe jealousy and spiteful behavior might have been involved in some of the stress that's been around you lately, and I want to do my best to stay away from any types of petty jealousies or somebody that might want to continue creating more stress, or their role in your realm is to create stress and out of jealousy or because of it. And if you see something like this developing with family members or coworkers or friends, you know, you do your best to stay away from it, because...
Yeah, I see that. I see that all the time, even with family members. There's a little bit in my relationship, too.
Yeah, I feel like it might be part of some of the stress and the wear and tear that's been going on lately.
Yeah, definitely.
And it would, on top of... Actually, I feel things getting better on their own, but on top of that, it would pay to stay away from petty people and petty things. And if you see it developing, don't get involved, you know, because people like to pull other people into things, and I feel like that might be an issue with you between now and the middle of August, next 30 days.
Okay.
So keep that in mind. And if you see it developing, you just stay away from it. Go the other way or refuse to get involved. I feel like I'm going to be testing or doing interviews or being checked out by somebody or something, or waiting for... I just feel like I'm going to pass an interview or a test or a meeting of some kind within the next 30 days. So this may be something you need to hear or want to hear, too. I mean, if you... It could be something you don't even know about yet. Maybe are you looking for work or...
Well, I'm doing schooling.
Oh, you're in school?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. So this is good stuff then, because I feel like I'm going to do well. Every time I'm... Do you have any tests coming up, any major tests or interviews, or what's your schooling? Because I feel like by the middle of August, you might be dealing with some testing or exams.
Yeah, that would be finals, around finals.
Oh, okay. I feel like you doing well with it. I hope that helps you.
Yeah, I didn't do too good starting out with the term, though, because of all the situations going around surrounding me.
It affected your...
Yeah, definitely did. I wasn't, like, into this term.
Okay, do you still have a shot at it?
Yeah, there's still some weeks left, but the first 4 weeks, I wasn't...
Yeah. I think even in spite of that, you may do well.
Okay.
So act as if, because I feel like you got a good shot at it. I keep hearing passing.
All right.
And achievement and success. So don't give up. Don't get overwhelmed right now. I would act as if and just do what I could with it. Because I feel you're doing well. I feel you're passing.
Okay.
So,
yeah, sometimes it does get overwhelming.
Yeah. So try not to... don't give up at this point is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
Just act like everything is okay and just push forward and do the best you can with it, because I feel like you'll do well. There's a good chance that you will.
All right, that's good to hear.
You know, you might just have you might be a natural and it'll just come out of you, so... But you're going to need to be busy, too. I mean, don't take nothing for granted or get lazy, either. I feel like this is the time to stay on point and do extra,
okay.
Especially as you're going into the middle of August. So don't be afraid to take on a little bit more. I feel like within the next 2 weeks, things mentally and emotionally and physically should be better. And you should be, the people around you should be doing much better, feeling calmer and stronger.
Yeah, like I said, I was told this year's supposed to be better, but the way it's going, it don't seem like that so far.
Yeah. Well, give it 2 more weeks. Give it 2 more weeks. I feel that I can almost feel you noticing it soon and then throughout the next 2 weeks.
So
have faith and actually visualize it in your mind and in your heart.
Okay.
Because I do feel the cycle coming into you having peace and strength with it. So
just, yeah, that's great.
Just focus on that. And give it another 2 weeks. And then it looks like you just get, you're busy. You're busy. You're busy and you stay busy. And you go into the middle of August being busy.
Okay.
It seems like there's business-like activity. It could be school. It could be work.
Kids.
Did you say kids?
Yeah, kids. They keep me busy.
That'll keep you busy. I do feel you being busy. So you go into the middle of August being this busy, obviously you're feeling good and stronger too. So
all
now
right,
you're
great.
Taking on more responsibility. I feel that by all means, go for your testing and your schooling. Don't give up on it because I feel like it's going to be a step up in life.
Yeah, definitely will.
I believe that you're what you're into and what you're trying to accomplish. It'll be a promotion and a step up, and it'll be good for you, and it'll take care
of
you.
Okay, good.
And I feel like you'll do well with it, too. So don't be afraid to give it your all. Give it 2 more weeks of calming down, taking care of yourself, and then as you're feeling better, put the pedal to the metal and do what you can with your with your testing and your education, because I feel like it's going to be good for you, and I feel like you'll do well.
All right, yeah, that sounds good. I think part of the reason, too, now is because I'm just so exhausted, because I'm like, nonstop throughout the day, and then by nighttime, I'm just so exhausted, and then the next day, I'm doing it all again.
Right, I can feel that. And I think a lot of it had to do with the people around you, and the situations that were being brought to you. Was it family and work that was
It's just basically family.
Family.
Surrounding family with them and their problems. My mom, I'm worried about her, and then there's my husband, we're bickering, and then of course the kids on top of that, and
And it was getting to be a little too much for you.
Yeah, like I said, I'm exhausted.
Yeah, and then you're studying.
Yeah, then I'm doing that, and then running a household and taking care of animals. And
They're showing me my arms are full, my hands are full, and it's taking its toll. I feel as though, give it 2 more weeks, and I think you're going to see things get a little easier for you and running smoother for you. And it can come in many different ways, even if it's just everybody's attitude being improved, you know.
Yeah.
We're doing what they're supposed to do. So I feel like, give it 2 more weeks, and I think you'll see a big difference in your life.
Oh, okay. That would be great.
Okay.
Maybe I can get a little sleep, too.
Yeah, and rest. And that's going to be part of the cycle that's coming in, rejuvenating spirit, mental, and emotionally. And that includes strength and energy. I see strength and energy increasing with you. So that would go hand in hand with health and sleep and everything that you need.
Oh, okay.
So good luck with everything and take care of yourself.
Okay.
I'll give you some numbers. I got some numbers for you. I got a 8 and a 10 and a 13.
8, 10, 13, okay.
Okay, and I'll leave you with that. I wish you luck with everything.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Tell your friends and enjoy listening to the show.
Okay, I will. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, everybody, if you would like to call in, if you're just joining us, I'm Michael Goger. This is my show, You're in the Thoughts, and I'm here twice a week at BBS Radio, every Sunday and Wednesday night, midnight, Eastern Standard Time. Toll-free in the U.S. is 1-877-876-5227, and you can dial direct anywhere else, 1-530-876-3222.
Mike.
Hi, we got a caller. How you doing?
What's that?
Good. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania?
My name's Richard Smith.
What's that?
I'm Richard Smith from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Good. Welcome to the show. Thank you for calling, Richard.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
Okay, let's see what we have for you.
Yeah.
Okay. You've been listening to the show. You heard me read. Okay. Richard, I'm getting a lot of legal imagery here. I feel like there's something that's going to be settled soon, or in the courts, or being decided upon, and that probably within the next 2 weeks there should be more activity with that. I don't know if that's connecting for you or not, or if you got something like that going on, but I feel like there may be some, I keep wanting to say something settled or agreed upon in your favor. Does that make sense to you, Richard?
Yeah.
Okay. And
One thing, I'm looking for a settlement now, and I'm hoping it's still this week.
Good. And that's what I'm being shown, too.
Yeah. I hope it's this week.
Yeah, I would say there's going to be, it's very strong. I got to go with 2 weeks, but that doesn't mean it's not going to happen within the next week. I'm just being pulled very strongly to the next 2 weeks.
I would have had it done already.
Yeah.
Several months ago, but the attorney screwed me up.
I was getting that. I was going to say I'm being shown a lawyer, and I feel like there's some aggravation with him.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there's some aggravation with the lawyer, and I feel like it could be between tomorrow and the next, say, 14 days, maybe.
Good.
So, okay, and I think the lawyer, I think it's going to be, the lawyer may aggravate you again somehow, so be prepared for that.
Okay.
But I don't think it's an obstacle, I just think it's some aggravation.
Yeah.
Okay, but I do feel I feel justice going to you and balance going to you, and justice and fairness I'm hearing again. And I'm also hearing being shown legal matters being coming to a close. I feel like there's something I want to do with it, like I want to help others with it, or
yeah,
or partners or family members or something.
I got three kids.
Yes.
Amy, Ricky, and Bobby.
Yes, and I'm being shown...
And I'm going to be giving him $10,000 apiece.
Good, and one of them's getting married, I feel, because I'm being shown wedding imagery. Or she thinks about it, or that's all she wants.
She's supposed to be getting married.
Yeah, there's wedding imagery there, so you may be going to a wedding.
Yeah.
And there's, I feel like it'll be okay, happy, complete.
I'm going to buy a car.
Yeah.
Is that going to do good?
Yes, I can feel, I feel it going through, and just about anything that you do want to do with it will...
What's that?
I just feel it being split up amongst people that are very close to you.
Oh, yeah.
And it's helping them. And
that's what it's all about.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. That's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm being shown. I would say between now and the next 14 days, but you're going to have some more aggravation with your attorney, I believe, and some paperwork, maybe, and some running around with him.
Oh, no, we're through with him altogether.
Yeah.
He said that. I'm not allowed to set foot on his property, even.
What did he tell you?
I'm not allowed to set foot on his property. He has no more dealings with me, or has nothing to do with me.
Oh.
I'm a bastard, no good. I'm a bitch, no good bastard.
Oh, so he's out of the picture then?
Yeah.
Okay, now, is there another one on the... Are you going to have another lawyer?
No.
Okay. Well...
We went to a notary.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Legalized it for the bank. The bank okayed everything. The other party is making a loan.
Okay, okay.
But the attorney went on a vacation, never let nobody know nothing.
Yeah.
When he comes back, the bank already canceled it because it went over their laps.
Right. Well, I feel that's going to be straightened out.
Yeah, that's what they're working on now.
Yeah, they're working on that now, and I feel like maybe between now and the next 14 days.
Okay.
And I believe that there's a particular man that's working on this and helping you straighten this out.
Yeah.
There's another man that knows his stuff, and he's taking care of business for you.
Yeah.
Okay, he's watching over you, and he's making sure it's going to go well. So
yeah,
you'll be doing. Yeah, you'll be doing okay then, Richard.
Good.
And there's a definite increase in finances and money with you and your family, so it winds up being positive and working well for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and I want to congratulate you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Don't thank me. You're the one that did it.
I don't know what I did.
You and Amy both.
The runt?
Yep.
Good. She's a good girl.
Yeah, that's my daughter.
Oh, okay. So you're Amy's dad then?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, a lot of respect, a lot of pride for you.
Good. And I appreciate that. Thank you for calling and saying that. And I wish you luck with everything. It does look good for you, and there's somebody watching out for you, and it's going to lead to an increase in your finances. And you'll be able to do what it is you want to do.
Good.
Okay? I
appreciate that.
All right. You have a good night.
Amy's going to want to hear that, too.
Yes, I know she would. I know she would. And you have a good night and take care of yourself. Thanks for calling.
You too, and thank you.
It surprised me. Thank you. It was a treat, Mrs.
Yeah,
Smith.
It was a pleasure too. I enjoyed it.
Good. You take care of yourself.
I try to.
Okay. You have a good night, and I'll talk to you soon.
I can't find her, though.
Okay. You have a good night and take care.
Good night. You too.
Thank you. Okay, everybody. If you'd like to call in for your reading, toll free in the U.S., 1-877-876-5227. And you can dial direct if you like, 1-530-876-3222. I'm here twice a week at BBS, BBS Radio, best radio station in the world. I love the people here. The people here, they work very hard doing this, and they appreciate hearing from everybody. The comments, drop them a line. You can email them at contact@bloginservice.com. Tell them what you like. Tell them what you'd like to hear. Comment, validations. They like to see it, and they post it, and they enjoy it. And if you would like to contact me in private, my email is goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. All you need to do is just email me and I'll respond. And remember, I'm here twice a week, every Sunday and Wednesday, midnight, Eastern Standard Time, Wednesdays and Sundays. I also have a Yahoo group if you'd like to stay on top of what I'm doing or follow me and catch my chat room shows. They're live on voice and they're free. Go to my page here at the radio station and you'll see a link there. You can click on that. It'll take you right to my group and you can join the group and then you'll start getting the show announcements through the email. And if you'd like, add me to your friends list, your Yahoo Messenger. Send me an invite, goingwithin_2. I'll accept it. You can follow me that way too. Okay, if there's another caller, Don does, I'll take it. If not, I'll just keep on talking.
Ah, you have another caller.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Amy.
Amy?
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, Amy?
I'm doing good. And how are you tonight?
I'm doing good. I just talked to a very interesting gentleman.
Oh, really?
Yeah, named Richard Smith.
Ah, he did get through then.
Does it? Oh, you didn't hear it. Okay, that's right. You're
no,
not even
I don't
online
have the computer.
Anymore. Oh, okay. Your dad just called.
Oh, wow. Well,
yeah.
I told him to.
Surprised me. Very nice.
Well, I warned you.
Very nice, man. He thanked me for being your friend, I guess.
Yeah, my dad is a good guy. Drives me nuts at times, but I guess that just comes along with being a parent.
Yes, he sounded like a sweetheart, Amy.
He is. Yeah. He is.
And
I wouldn't know what to do without him.
Yeah, and I gave him his reading, and I did see, I know a lot of what he was concerned with did come through, and I believe it made him feel better.
Good, good.
I
guarantee he's probably trying to call me now, then.
Probably.
Oh, well, he'll get over it.
Probably, and brag about getting read by me on air on the radio.
This is, I think, the second time ever that you've read him.
Yeah, the other time was in a chat room.
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay. All right. I know you got some stuff going on, too.
Yeah.
All right. I introduced you last week, so...
Yes, you did.
Should I introduce you again? Nah, I don't want you. Should I or shouldn't I?
It's your show.
Yeah. Amy is... I named it a mystical run. She was at my side for the last 10 years. A little off and on for the last three because of personal things in her life and our life. But she's seen me go from basically an unknown, not knowing what a computer was in a chat room to what I am today, basically. And she's
been
there.
It's been an incredible journey, you know, sitting and watching you progress through the years. It's been awesome.
Yep, you've seen it all. You've seen it all, girl. Eight
sure
groups.
Have. Believe it or not, this gentleman used to be afraid to even talk on voice chat. Now, years later, he's going to be on the radio show.
That's a rumor.
No, it isn't.
Yes. You're saying I was shy?
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
I have witnesses.
I'm the Elvis of the psychic world.
You were bashful back then. You wouldn't get on voice.
Well, I was checking everybody out. But,
well, look at you now. I mean, it's been an incredible thing to witness.
Yes, it has been.
It has. I've really enjoyed being able to witness all of it.
It's been an incredible journey. We had, maybe 5-6 magazines, 10 newsletters, 8 or 9 groups,
mm-hmm.
10 websites. I mean, it's been... We started just like in the old days, knocking on doors and going from pub to pub and playing. That's what it felt like, going from chat room to chat room.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, I don't know, for instance, a rock band starting out. It's, struggling and,
It was a virtual cyber, like a band.
Yeah, I mean, it's struggling to get known and...
Yeah, it was like, who are you? You're doing it. What's the show? And, it's like from chat room to chat room. And it was amazing. It really has been. What a journey. But, all right, now that I shared my show with you, I'm going to give you a little bit of a reading, and then I'll let you go. How's that sound? I know there's a lot of folks waiting for a reading, and maybe someday we can co-host a show together. We can do something in here. How's that sound, Ron? You still there?
I'm here.
Is this the Runt?
No, it's Georgette.
What happened to the Runt? I lost the Runt, maybe.
I don't know.
You're another caller.
Yeah.
This is going to be interesting. Wow.
Yes, it is.
Huh. Holy crow, I lost the Runt. Well, Runt, if you're listening, I love you, hon. All right.
We all love Amy.
Yeah, she's a good girl. Georgette, I'm going to go into your reading then. How are you feeling?
Lousy. This weather's killing me.
Well, how's with the baby thing? I know the baby showed up in one of your readings. I think even on the radio, on air, it showed up. How's that going?
Oh, he's in there swimming around beating me up.
Active. Good. Good. Okay. Let's see what we got for you, all right?
Okay.
Okay. You sound like you got a cold.
If it would ever quit raining, I think we'd be feeling better.
Okay. Wow, things look good. You're definitely going to be perking up and feeling better. Wow, looks good. Awesome. Stay alert for your friends, Georgette. Friends and family are going to be very loving and comforting. Going to be significant for you. I'm getting some type of a prayer or a wish over and over and over. almost like you've been praying for something special lately.
Yeah, I have been.
This is like a above and beyond or a little unique or different than or something you've been spending a lot of consciousness on and spirit on, meditating and praying, and it's being heard and it's manifesting for you. Spirit is, you got a good connection to spirit, Angel, and they do hear your prayers and meditations. Okay, so continue. I feel like there's times where maybe nobody's listening, but they are, and they're hearing it, and your joy and happiness will be yours. The baby is going to bring a lot of joy into your life, a lot of joy into your family's life.
Oh, it already has.
Yeah, it's going to be very nice, very warm and very cozy.
Your sound is going down, Michael.
My sound?
Yeah, your voice is going down.
Okay, how's that?
Better.
I just had to move the phone a little closer to my mouth, maybe. Okay. A lot of joy coming out of this to the home and to the family, and it is connected to this baby, and you know that. Getting some type of an engagement or a wedding. I don't know if somebody around you is getting engaged or married.
Oh, wow. Maybe my son finally is going to pop the question.
Yeah, there's something developing there. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Also, an enterprise you're working on or a project is going to be moving forward for you. Don't get discouraged.
You know, I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah.
Because I was switching ideas with my store. But my nephew wasn't panning out. I was going in another direction. How's that going to pan out?
I'm hearing it going well. I'm hearing a new venture going well. So an enterprise, a project going well. So stick with it. Don't give up on it. Even if you got to change a little, don't give up on it. And there may be friends or family also involved in it or helping you with it. So, you know, don't be afraid to give up. Even if it slows down a little, it's definitely going to move forward.
I don't think it can get any slower than what it already is.
Yeah. Don't give up on it, though. And don't be afraid to involve other people, especially if they're family or good friends. Okay? And, well, that's all they're sending me on you. They're giving me some numbers. I'm getting a 19 and a 10 for you, and an 18 too. They're showing me, and they're also pointing to the home, continuously getting better and cozier and warmer in the home, the family. The family getting pulling closer together, too.
I've noticed that within the past few weeks.
Yeah, the family is definitely pulling closer together. And, again, they're giving me... your son is... is she older than him, or is she... Is there a big age difference with your son and his friend?
Yeah, about 5 years.
Hmm. It could be them. I feel like as you go into the middle of August, you're going to have a little more with them going on, too, even if it's an engagement or an announcement by the middle of August.
Oh, wow. That would be great.
I feel like it may, be them. And it's also in time. Between that and the baby, you go into middle of August very happy in the home. A lot of celebrating happiness and then good vibes, peace and strength.
Oh, that sounds great.
You need to rest more, but you know that. And good strong connection to spirit. Keep it there. Stay with your meditation and your prayers. Very helpful for you.
Oh, yes. I love doing that.
Yep.
Okay, I want to refinance my house. I put an application through. What do you see with that? Because this just taking so long.
I feel like it's gonna go. I feel like it's gonna go through for you.
I hope so.
I really do feel. I feel like by the middle of August, you should hear something.
Would be great. I'm get the house done before the baby gets there.
Yeah, I'm hearing an answer to a prayer, and it's centered around a home and a family, and I feel very good about it. I feel like things are going very well for you. I feel like probably by the middle of August, next 30 days.
Oh, that'll be great.
And it's definitely connected to the home and to the house. So let's see what happens. It doesn't mean it's going to be exactly in the middle of August, between now and the middle of August, but between the next 30 days, I feel like there's something coming through there for you. All right?
That'll be great. We could use a change of pace around here.
Yeah, really. It'll be good for you. And I
figure with Dan having his heart attack and everything, everybody's been on pins and needles the last few weeks.
Yeah. I'm feeling it in you. I can actually feel it in you. And it's going to get better. It's going to start improving. Actually, it's already starting to improve.
The new doctor, the new cardiologist changes meds.
Yep.
And he's coming along real good now. You were right when you said that this new doctor was going to be a better doctor.
I was just going to say, I remember telling you that there might be a change in a doctor or another doctor will make a difference.
Oh, yeah, she did. Yeah. She made a big difference in him.
Good, good. I remember saying that. Awesome. And it's going to be noticeable. It's noticeable already, and it's going to, every day is better. Every day that you wake up, it's going to be better. So right up until the middle of August, you do well. Things get better, improve. All right?
Okay, Michael.
Okay, Georgette, you take care of yourself. Good luck with everything.
Okay, Mike, you too. I love you, hon.
Okay, love you too. Take care and God bless. Tell your friends about me.
I always do. Cowpox is still waiting for you.
The chat rooms.
Yes.
It's the last 2 weeks has been so rough on me. And,
oh, I know. Believe me, I know.
And it's been like every time I plan something gets in the way of it. And I said, oh, these people are never going to believe it.
And lately it's the weather.
It's been everything. The heat, the grandchildren, unexpected family things. And it's been... it's been getting in the way of my chat room. So if you guys follow my chat shows, bear with me. It's going to get better. It's going to increase.
Oh, I always follow you, Michael. How is my beautiful little Cody?
Good.
Yeah, it's good.
Good.
You give him a big hug for me.
You'll see more of me in there.
Good. I'll tell JD and everybody.
Good. Excellent. Okay.
All right, hon.
You have a good night and take care. God bless.
You too, babe. Love you.
Okay. If you'd like to get a hold of me, everyone, in private, just email me. My email is goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. And I'm here twice a week, every Sunday and Wednesday, midnight Eastern Standard Time. And if I have a caller, I'll go right to another caller.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
Brenda.
Brenda? Okay, where are you calling from, Brenda?
In Mississippi.
Where?
Mississippi.
Mississippi?
Yes.
Okay. I can barely hear you, but welcome
okay,
to the show.
Okay, I'll talk louder.
That's okay. Welcome to the show. As long as you can hear me good, Brenda.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, Brenda... interesting. Getting a lot of spiritual abilities with you in connection to spirit. I am feeling like I got a... I'll tell you, you got a lot of past life here, too.
Okay.
A past life with working in the spiritual arts, metaphysics.
Oh, okay.
Religion. Healing too. A holistic herbal healing. You've been involved in the healing arts and the spiritual arts many different times in past lives with you.
Okay.
So I don't know if you're pulled to it or you have an interest in it. And
yeah,
if you do,
I've always had an interest in it.
Yeah, that's why, because it's very past life with you. Very, looks like almost every past life was involved in the healings and metaphysics.
Okay.
Also teaching it, too, and leading people in it, teaching others how to do it. So that's why you're feeling like you're pulled to it. Now, I want to say that, are you a teacher now, Brenda?
No, I'm not a teacher.
No?
I've been pulled to being a teacher, but I'm not one.
Oh, okay. But you got the credentials then?
Well, I'm in school, but it's not for teaching. But, I've thought about going into teaching.
Oh, okay. You would make an excellent teacher. And you do have the skills and the talent. And are you working in a school or going to school, you said?
Well, I'm taking online classes, to be honest.
What was that?
Online classes. Online.
Oh, online. Online. Okay, you're going to school online. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Oh, good. You're going to do more with it. It's going to expand.
Okay.
I feel like somebody will bring you deeper into it, a bigger version of it. You might even do something in your real world.
Okay.
There's a possibility that it might go that far and that there may be somebody else connected to it, another female that might want to do something with you or with it.
Well, I'm working part-time with a female now.
Okay. She might have an interest in your education then.
Okay.
Or your interest and maybe want to do something with you. Just a feeling I'm having. I'm just spitting it out to you.
Okay.
And if it's not her, it may be another female that you encounter through your schooling.
Okay.
And your interest, and you might be doing something. I just feel you doing something with another female.
Okay.
And it's like-minded. Like-minded. Both of you enjoy it and are enjoying it. I'm also feeling that that you have a connection to dreams too. You would make a good dream interpreter. You should monitor your dreams and have a dream journal. I recommend that for you.
Okay.
You can record your dreams or try to pay attention to them. And I feel like there is some answers that you need that are being held back right now, and they're going to be revealed to you later on, like maybe 30 days from now, intuitively or in a dream. So pay attention to your dreams and your intuition.
Okay.
Because I feel like you may have some answers coming, and missing pieces of the puzzle I'm hearing is going to be revealed to you.
Yeah. You get anything on my love life?
I had a feeling you were going to ask me that. No, I'm only kidding. Everybody wants to know about love life. That's a good subject. I go there. I don't give absolutes, but I give energies and cycles and trends and hope for the best.
Okay, just give me anything you get. Trends, cycles, energy. Feeling.
Anything.
Anything.
I feel as though there may be... Now, this is interesting. It might be somebody that you knew before, or somebody that you were connected to in the past. There may be a connection with this.
Okay.
Okay, now...
I'm supposed to be with somebody, but we've been having our problems.
Okay.
So he could be the past or whatever.
Hmm. Oh, you're with somebody, but there's some issues.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Interesting. I feel as though you may get invited to like a party or a family gathering or some type of an event where there's going to be people from the past, family and friends.
Okay.
Now, I feel... I don't know why they're showing that to me. Whether or not a relationship comes out of that, or... Were you, are you going somewhere with the man that you're with now? Between now and the middle of August?
We was invited to something around 26, but he said he's not going, so... Maybe change his mind, I don't know.
He might change his mind, or would you go without him?
Yes, I was thinking about going without him, but I was going to take a niece or somebody with me.
Because there's something about this event or this gathering that I want to go to, and I feel like it does something for my relationship issues. Whether or not it's him going with you and enjoying it and things getting better, or you actually meet somebody that you might have knew a long time ago,
okay.
Or the friend of somebody that you knew, family or friend. Connecting to a friend, that type of a thing. You know what I mean? So I would go to this. With or without him, I would go to it. If you go with him, I think it would increase your relationship between the two of you.
Oh, okay.
And if you do go alone, I feel like you might even meet somebody there that sparks your fancy.
Oh, okay.
So
if I meet somebody, that means he's history.
Well, if you meet somebody, it could be the beginning of a friendship that may go somewhere else, somewhere down the line.
Okay.
But I feel like it being important, and for some reason, it's connected to my relationship issues, whether or not it helps me with the guy I'm with or it brings in somebody new.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay. So I definitely will be trying to get to that gathering on the 26th of August.
What was that?
I said I'm definitely going to be trying to get to that gathering on August the 26th.
Yeah, go to the gathering and enjoy it. And even if you got to go alone. And are you working or are you looking for work or more work?
I'm both. I'm working part-time, but I want something more permanent than I have.
Okay. So I feel that coming, too. There's some issues with working and increase in work.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like that's going to be more towards... like the middle of August, but I feel like it's developing now, almost like I'm looking.
Uh-huh.
And other people know I'm looking.
That's true.
And I feel like it's developing and manifesting, but it's going to be more so towards, like, the middle of August.
Okay.
Something coming through. So just bide your time and hang on, and just know that you are heading into something bigger and better.
Okay.
I can feel that. Okay.
Okay.
I got some numbers for you. I'll give you some numbers. I got a 2.
Okay.
A 6 and a 4.
2, 6, and 4.
Yeah.
And what they do, are they lucky numbers or what?
Yeah, put a dollar on them. No more than a buck.
Okay.
Or write them on the calendar. It could be something connected to the reading, you know.
2, 6, and 4. Where 22 and 6 would go with the 26, so...
Or do a numerology on it, run it through numerology, a power number, lucky numbers. I just like to spit them out.
Okay.
I'm giving them, so I push them out. And you have a good night, and tell your friends about us, and thank you for calling.
Thank you for reading me.
Okay, and good luck with everything.
All right.
Okay, Brenda, take
Bye-bye.
Care. Bye-bye. Okay, everybody. Remember, I'm here every Wednesday and Sunday night. BBS Radio, best radio station in the world. They got dozens of shows and excellent hosts. They're all interesting. Stop in and listen to them. I'll bring your attention to every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Star of the Night with Deidre Turner. She does a lot for disabled children and sick children. And catch her show. It's very interesting, and she does a great job at it. And the kids love it. It's good for the kids. Hello, caller.
Hi, Michael.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
What's your first name?
My name is Barb.
Bob?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you calling from, Bob?
Calling from Indiana.
Good. Indiana. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Let's see what we got, Bob. Are you a regular listener?
All the time.
Really? Good.
Yes.
Good. Awesome. It's a good show.
Well, I think so.
Awesome radio station.
Got other people listening now, too.
Oh, yeah? Good. Word of mouth. I like that. Spread the word. Tell your friends about me.
I sure will.
And BBS Radio. The more that listen, the merrier. Okay, let's see. I'm feeling really good for you, Bob. I want to have a lot of hope and faith and strength, and I feel like things are turning around and turning around for the better for me. And it goes out to everything, really, health and relationships and finances and opportunities. And then it leads me into a even more of a significant cycle around the next 30 days. So you're in a win-win thing going on here. It just keeps right on going. And then it just takes you in many different directions.
Well, I'm ready for it.
It'll be good for you, too.
Okay.
Now, does anybody need surgery or medical treatment or it's planned or being talked about? Or
I go to the doctor Friday to see about some things.
Oh, okay. This was you?
Yeah.
And you might need surgery?
I don't know that yet.
Okay, what was it talked about or planned? Or?
It's just what I've been thinking I might need.
Okay. Because when I connected to you, it was right there on my mind. Like it's up in the air, like I might need it, I might not need it, this type of a thing. So they're not sure yet.
No.
Okay. All right, because that's basically what I'm getting, like it was thought about or talked about, so, and it's an issue. Now, I'm feeling, even if I did need surgery or treatment, I'm feeling good about it. I feel like it works, or it wound up being a positive thing, not a negative thing. It was not what I was fearing. It was for the, you know what I mean? A feeling where I did the right thing, or everything went okay. That type of a thing with it.
Okay.
I'm not panicking, and I'm not. I'm not worried about it, even if I did need it. Like, it's almost like, okay, we can do this procedure and it'll get better, and it does, that type of a thing. Or I might not even need this procedure, it gets better on its own.
So okay.
There is a, it can go, at this stage, it can go either way. And I feel like it's been on my mind. Like it's been talked about and thought about.
Yeah, it's been on my mind for several months. I'm just now finally thinking about it.
Yeah. You felt like you were pulled to the doctor?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm being a spirit.
I was being pushed also.
You were being haunted to it.
Yeah.
It was spirit. It was angels, actually. Angels. I've been being told angels pulled you to the doctor. It's just simply for what it was doing to your mind. Just to eliminate the weight of off your shoulders.
Okay.
Is why you were pulled there. And I heard laughing, almost like they were joking about it. Like you were.
Okay.
They nagged you or pulled you to it. And you were validating that you were thinking about it for months.
Right.
Okay. Did they give you a timeline when they would? Well, they don't know. They're doing testing and all that right now.
No, I don't go till this Friday.
Oh, they'll know Friday?
Well, I don't know if I'll need tests. I'm just going to actually see it. I haven't even been to a doctor.
Oh, you haven't even been to a doctor yet?
No.
Oh, but you're thinking about going.
Yeah, I am going. I do have an appointment.
Oh, okay. Good. Good, good. All right. Good. And that's what they're showing me. That's what you pull to it and you'll be going to the doctor. And it may need some treatment or whatever it is could be treated. Possibly maybe even with surgery, but it might not even go that far. But I feel like it works out for the best.
Okay. Yeah, I just put it off a long time.
Yep. So so do go and get it off your mind.
Okay.
Don't let it torment you. Go and by all means go ahead and do it. Because at this time I feel like it's going to work out okay for you. Now, I feel like too something with the job, with somebody looking or needing work or looking for work.
Yeah, I'm out of work.
Okay, and you're looking.
Yeah, I have been for a couple months.
Okay, I feel like you're going to find something between now and the middle of August.
Okay.
Now, my readings are for 30 days, so it could be tomorrow or it could be 4 weeks now. So
okay.
Between now and the next 30 days, I just feel like I needed work and I was looking and I'm going to find it. And I will find it and it will be rewarding. I'm going to like what I find. It'll be rewarding. And I'm also feeling, relationship-wise, I feel it increasing. Now, I don't. If you're in a relationship, it'll get better, or if you're looking, you may find this type of a feeling. So,
yeah, I'm already in a relationship.
Are you in one now, a relationship?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I feel that getting better.
Yeah,
closer, more passionate, so that's a good thing, right?
Right.
I hope.
We finally set a wedding date, which I have put off for a long time.
Oh, good. You finally set a date?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Good. Awesome. I'm feeling it being getting better and passionate and going well for you, relationship-wise.
Okay.
Now, and this is this also leads to you feeling stronger and more positive. Setting this date and things going okay with you and him.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as you see this and feel this, it's going to. It's like feeding off each other. You know, this that gets better and you get stronger and happier.
Okay.
So, and it's important to you. For the relationship to go in that direction, and it'll be good for you.
Okay, good.
Again, with the job thing, it's gonna be rewarding. You'll bump into basically what it is you're looking for, what you need, what you're asking for. It'll definitely be a step up. There may even be the boyfriend or your significant other. I don't know if he's looking for a promotion or a raise, but he might even see increases in his.
Oh, there's a possibility in that, yeah.
I feel like all the way around, it's a win-win thing with the job and the money.
Okay.
And I'm getting I'm getting a passing of testing too, so that goes good with your doctor visit. Plus, if you're anybody in school. I'm hearing passing of testing with you.
Okay. Yeah, I know what that means, too.
Okay. And then there is some educational stuff going on here with art and the arts. I don't know if you write or you draw or you music or...
It would be music.
The music. Are you in school?
No.
You are?
But we make music.
Okay, I can barely hear you, but...
We're trying to write songs together.
Oh, you're writing songs?
Yeah.
Okay, you write songs together with your boyfriend?
Right.
Oh, I see, okay. There may be more of that. And there may even be a study in or an activity with education with it.
Okay.
And increase either studying it or teaching it.
Okay.
So be open to that.
Right.
Are you or him in school?
No, not right now.
Okay. Are you planning it or thinking about it?
I have looked into it, if I could find grant money, because right now with me not working, I couldn't go to school, so I've kind of been looking that way while I've been off work.
Okay. Because I'm getting a very strong possibility that there will be some training here in education,
okay.
And it will be connected to the arts, so stay on top of that. I believe you'll see that unfold.
Okay.
Okay. And that's about it. I'll give you some numbers. I have a 17 and a 1 and a 6 for you.
Okay.
Okay. And that's about it. I hope I helped you or touched on what was on your mind.
Yeah, everything was.
Good. Good. And I hope I helped you then. Okay.
Oh.
And you have a good night, and thank you for calling, and tell your friends about us.
Okay, I sure will. Your reading was right on, so thank you so much.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye, Michael.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, everybody, I'll say good night for now. It's after 1, and remember, I'll be here Sunday night, the 16th, midnight, Eastern Standard Time. And if you'd like to contact me in private, my email is goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. Good night, everybody, and God bless. Take care.